Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
A computer that thinks for itself, contrary to its human user, is the makings of a memorable Hollywood script.
What are you talking about, Hal?
But unlike 2001, A Space Odyssey, this computerized Japanese robot is programmed to make life easier for humans, especially the disabled.
The goal behind Osimo is to really be able to put a robot, a humanoid robot like Osimo, in people's homes so that it can assist the elderly or maybe somebody confined to a sick bed or a wheelchair.
Osimo, unusual name.
Osimo stands for Advanced Step and Innovative Mobility. It's an acronym.
It's not just Osimo's name that makes him unique. This robot, made by Japanese automaker Honda, can run, walk up and down the stairs, and even dance. Spokeswoman Alicia Jones says Osimo has a great future.
It has facial recognition and voice recognition technology, so say if you were to actually bring an Osimo home someday, you would program it to recognize your voice and respond to the commands that you give it.
But don't mortgage the family farm just yet. Although there are more than a few Osimos out there, none are for sale. Honda doesn't even have a price point yet. You could, however, take one of these smaller robots home. This is a kit you can build yourself, and this little fella...
This is Paro, the therapeutic robot, and he's used for, actually, for robot therapy. So he can actually help children that are sick in hospitals, and he can actually help elderly.
Another Japanese car maker, Mitsubishi, has put Wakamara to work in hospitals.
This robot can lead a patient to the destination sections. It is the one sample for usage of this robot.
Please speak to me in Japanese.
A bit of a communication problem.
My name's Suzanne.
But Wakamaro still managed to make some new friends in Washington. Of course, even in this modern high-tech world of ours, looks are everything. Meet one of Japan's newest marketing tools, the Android Receptionist.
I like Japanese high technology, manga, and anime.
It's very interesting, a little bit, strange.
Wasn't she in a Star Trek episode?
That hurts. Robots have feelings too, you know.
Rebecca Ward, VOA News, Washington.